This is Steffi Callister
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Delighted to say my first guest for this afternoon, Neil Costello, who's the race director of Camborne 10K, has joined us. Good afternoon to you.
Hi.
So you were involved with the Cambridge Half Marathon yesterday, is that right?
Only obliquely. I arranged for all the pacers. There were pacers at different times, 1:30, 1:45, 2 hours, 2 hours 15, 2 hours 30. And that was a team that I set up in partnership with the organisers, but I have no responsibility for that race.
So your big baby is the Camborne 10K.
It is, yes.
Tell us about that.
It's the Cambridge Camborne 10K. Why am I saying that? Because if anybody wants to look it up and enter on the website, it's Cambridge Camborne 10K.
Okay.
To distinguish us from Camborne in the southwest. Tell you about it. It's been going 10 years. This is its 10th year. It's run by a team of people, all of whom are volunteers. And I mention that because it is slightly different from other races, such as the Cambridge Half. The organisers are not professionals who are doing it in order to for a job, which is perfectly honourable. I've nothing against people doing things for money. But we do it because we want to do it. And so everything that the race makes, once it's covered its costs, goes to charity. And I think that's quite an important distinction.
How much work is there organising a race like this?
Well, we start in... The race is in April, and we start in July prior. And the first thing that we do in July is decide who is going to be our main charity for the following year, so that we can do all our publicity materials and things in their colours and join in with them in things that they might want to do. So it takes quite a long time.
Huge bonus for a charity, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and lots of charities want to work with us, and that's great because it's wonderful working with these charities. You know, it's really inspiring, and you feel that you're doing something valuable as well as putting on a good event.
Absolutely. Tell us a bit about the organisation. I mean, there's so much stuff to think about.
Yeah, it gets easier. We've got a spreadsheet that runs to about 140 items, but, you know, you tick them off. We start by booking medical cover. We've got to book barriers to stop people running onto the course at the end of the race. We get people to help marshal the course and so on and so forth. But that's, as long as you do it reasonably stepwise and give yourself enough time, it's okay. And the athletics authorities in the UK have got registration systems, and you can only register with them if you fulfil their requirements for safety and so on. We have to book a road closure. You wouldn't believe how expensive
I was going to say that. That must be a big thing.
It is quite a big thing. You've got to be qualified to close roads. The police don't close roads anymore. Ever since about 2000, the police decided they wouldn't do this. And you have to pay, or you can get qualified. We actually pay a company, the same company as did the Cambridge Half, actually. It costs us over £1,000 to close one road.
Good grief. How many people are taking part this year?
We hope.
Yeah, you hope.
1,250. We've got about 700 entries as I speak. We've got 1,250 maximum because the course won't take any more. We've got a fun run with a 200 maximum, and we've got a relay, which is two times 5K, so people run halfway and then hand over to a partner who runs another 5K.
Can you walk it?
You can walk it. You might get. We close the course down at about 1 o'clock, but if you walk briskly, you could just about do it.
Now, I know Cambridge 105 Radio are helping out. I think it'd be really a good idea to get Neil to run.
I think that would be excellent.
Wouldn't it?
I don't think he'd be too chuffed at this, but I think he would really, really enjoy it if he was, you know, just got his kit on. Yeah.
So you are a runner yourself. What advice do you have for anyone that's thinking of contemplating this?
Well, there's enough time, and the race date's April 15th, so there's enough time between now and then to get fit. If you are reasonably fit already, it's always a bit dangerous if you're not. You know, if you're sort of quite a bit overweight and not done very much, to think about a 10K in 6 weeks would be a bit too far, 5K possibly. But if you're reasonably fit, you've been jogging about a bit, or you go to the gym, or you just fancy something, the thing is to build up slowly, not to do too much too soon. It often feels easy. The first time you go out for a run, it feels easy.
It does.
And then you get home and you think, whoa, shouldn't have done that much.
I always find it's not the day after, it's 2 days later,
yeah.
It seems to get you. What sort of kit do you need?
Last week, an awful lot is probably the only answer worth saying. And windproof. But, you know, the weather now, 6 degrees, 8 degrees, 10 degrees, you just need a decent couple of tops and some leggings and a pair of trainers. It's a very cheap sport. I wear a beanie hat because my hairstyle's a little bit lacking. I sometimes wear gloves, but
how important though are good trainers? Because I know a lot of people can spend either hundreds of pounds or you can go and buy a cheap pair.
Good trainers are absolutely vital. It's the only thing that you need to spend money on, but you don't need to spend hundreds of pounds. Mm. The shops that sell trainers that specialise, and we've got a few in Cambridge that are very good, they will advise you. If you put your feet down slightly awkwardly, you might need a particular kind of shoe to help so that that doesn't affect your joints and so on. If you walk or run normally, you just have a neutral shoe. I always go when they've got discounts on, but you know, my shoes full price cost about £70, £75. I wear a neutral shoe. I get about 1,000 miles out of my guess.
And could you be persuaded to take part this year?
Well, it's an aspiration. I've always been tied up with sort of organising things and making sure that we don't, you know, finish up with things going wrong. But we've got a really good team, and they can cover perfectly well without me. And I've dropped hints that I think I might run it this year. So, subject to legs willing.
I think now you've said it on radio.
It's kind of a fact,
isn't it? How competitive is it? You know, what sort of times are expected for 10K? Or is it just more a fun thing?
It's both. We set the race up, as I say, 10 years ago. And our intention then, and this was before there was a Cambridge Half Marathon and many other races, and we got lots and lots of entries very quickly. It's much more competitive now. But we still retained our original objectives. And what we wanted to do was to encourage people who'd maybe done a Run For Your Life 5K or something like that, which isn't quite like a real race. We wanted them to experience a race that was really high quality. So we've got chip timing and all sorts of things. But we've got a lot of people for whom it's the first 10K, and we want them to get good support, good water stations, feel that they've done something that's worthwhile, they've achieved something, but they've also been well supported and feel good about being part of such an event. So that's our objective. It's aiming at people who maybe haven't done it before. Having said that, we're part of the Cambridgeshire Road League, so all the clubs in Cambridge, I think there are about 10 or 12 events, and the best, whatever, number 5 or something count, and we are, I think, the second event in the Cambridgeshire Road League. So we'll get at the front end, we'll have some really quite quick people. But so the quickest, it's a relatively slow course, unfortunately. relatively slow because it's run on footpaths and things around the parks in Camborne. So it's a lovely route. People don't expect that. It's a really pretty route. Most of it is on footpaths rather than hard surfaces. And if you're running on footpaths, you simply don't go so quickly because the ground's not so firm.
Yeah.
What it means, though, is it protects all your joints, so you're not going to get hurt.
I might come and do it myself. that's a lie. How important is encouragement from the public?
I think it's very important. We have a reputation for having excellent marshals, and the marshals have got all sorts of responsibilities, but one part of their responsibility is encouraging the runners. And if you're feeling a little bit tired at 7K or something, and it's actually uphill 7K on our course, and there's some marshals there really encouraging, say, come on, you're looking good, and things like that. Not you're nearly there, because you're not at 7K.
Especially if you're going uphill.
Yeah. It's really important, and I think people get a big buzz out of it, and it makes them feel good, yeah.
Finally, sponsors.
Right, well, sponsorship's really important. I mean, in a sense, we are acting as a kind of conduit for people sponsoring. Our main charity this year is the Arthur Rank Hospice.
Excellent charity.
And it's a wonderful charity. We have people sponsoring us. As I said, once we've covered our costs and we have an entry fee which goes towards our costs, everything else will go to the charity. I'll say a little bit more about the sponsors in a sec, but we have three charities that we give to. Our main charity, Arthur Rank, we give a smaller sum, much smaller sum actually, to the Wildlife Trusts because they manage the land that we run on. And we give a smallish sum to the Cambridge and Coleridge Trust. Cambridge and Coleridge is the local athletics club, and they have a trust which supports athletes who, for whatever reason, are not able to do the things that they want to do, not just in C&C, not just in the club, but in the Cambridge area. Mm. And Cambridge and Coleridge underwrites the event. So if we happen to make a huge loss, they would be responsible for covering the loss. We've never made a loss. It's not a big risk for them. But something goes to the C&C Trust. Sponsors, we've got a number of sponsors. Cambridge 105, as we've said, help us. Mainly it's sponsorship in kind. We've got a new sponsor this year. It's called Odlow. They supply sort of warm weather kit, actually. Kit to keep you warm in cold weather.
They did well last week, then.
They probably did very well last week, yeah. And it's the sort of stuff you'd wear under your singlet. We've got BMW help us. They provide us with a van for our goodie bags. We have goodie bags at the finish. We need to store them somewhere. We store them overnight in the van because if it's raining, they're going to get ruined. We get a lot of help from Camborne Parish Council, who are part of our organising team. There's somebody called My Pinnacle, who've got a sports drink. Last but first, is Advanced Performance, which is the running store at the top of Huntingdon Road. They used to be part of the organising team, and they provide us with a huge amount of really helpful support. They help get our medals, for example. The kind of stuff that they do for us is invaluable, and we really value their support. But any sponsor, we're looking for. Well, I think the University of Bedfordshire is going to do some free massage for us, and that's really good. The athletes love that. And there are lots and lots of things on at the finish. It's a very festival kind of atmosphere.
Some plasters, maybe a plaster plaster or something.
We will have medical cover. Yeah, you can get a plaster plaster and anything that you need.
So Sunday, the 15th of April, if anybody wants to enter, what's the website?
It's called CambridgeCamborne10k.com. And you can enter online. You can enter the fun run, which is a mile. You can enter the relay, which is 2x5K. Or you can enter the 10K. And there are different sums that you pay. If you're a member of a UK-affiliated athletics club, you get a £2 discount. We've still got room for people to enter, and we'd be really delighted if they were able to join us.
That's great. Neil, I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you.